Hey, and welcome to Guide to Middle School, the podcast. I'm Maria.
And I'm Lily, and we talk about middle school.
The drama, the friends, the fun stuff that happened in those school weeks, and everything else you could think of.
If you're struggling with your middle school life, listen up. Our podcast has perfect tips for getting through just about anything that comes your way.
For our first topic, we will talk about how to have an easy morning routine.
A morning routine is something that you do each day, and it always goes in the same order and should become habit.
Morning routines don't always have to be time-based, but it's a good way to have certain times of doing things so you always know what you should be doing and not get distracted.
A good morning routine has special times to which certain tasks should be completed.
An example of a good morning routine could be at 6:10 a.m. wake up, at 6:15 a.m. make bed, 6:20 a.m. get dressed, or do makeup, 6:25 do skincare, 6:30 do hair, 6:40 to 6:50 eat breakfast, 6:55 to 7 a.m. pack lunch optional just in case if you need a lunch, and at 7:05 brush teeth, and 7:10 a.m. shoes on and out of the door to go to school.
Of course, this is just an example, and you can change your routine to fit your schedule so it works for you.
For our second topic, we will be talking about how to keep up on schoolwork. Even though it can be super hard, there's no way to get around it unless you do it.
Doing your schoolwork on the days due or before the due date is very important so you have the least amount of missing assignments or late work as possible.
Do a good job and give yourself enough time to do your best. Now we will move on to homework.
A good way to get homework done quick is just set a time to do it right after school is a great time so you get over it.
Just focus on it for 30 minutes to an hour, and if it helps, you can take a 5-minute break in between to reset your focus.
It can be really hard to focus when you're doing something that is boring, so it's a good idea to take a few breaks during long time of homework.
Another good idea is to do homework right after you get home from school. That way, you have the rest of the day to do whatever and don't have to worry about what time to be home or whether you'll get it done or not.
If this doesn't work with your schedule, though, you can totally change it up when it works for you. The last good tip for keeping up with homework is just doing it on the days due.
As with schoolwork, do your best and give yourself time.
That sums up topic 2 of our second episode. Now we'll have a quick word for our sponsor and then get right back on it.
At Herschel, they have everything from tiny pencil cases to huge suitcases. They especially have great backpacks for school and have so many pockets and compartments to put everything in. Get a backpack at Herschel today and it will last you your whole life.
They have so many colors and pattern options for every different type of bag they sell. Herschel's backpacks are so durable and stylish at the same time. Order your Herschel bag today at Herschel.com.
And we're back. Thanks for staying.
Now we will talk about staying organized. There are many things and places that can be organized, but we'll just focus on your backpack for now. Keeping your backpack organized can be super, 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 super hard, especially when you're constantly putting more and more things on it every single day of the week.
And let's face it, nobody's perfect. I'm sure your backpack has its fair share of crumbs, broken pencils, crumpled papers, and gum wrappers hanging out at the bottom of it, just like mine.
The best thing to do every single week or every other week, clean it out. Just dump out all the contents of your backpack onto the floor and sort through what you need in there and what you don't need.
Throw away old papers, take out old math books, and clean out the crumbs at the bottom.
This will help your backpack clean and easy to find things in. The next part is organizing it.
I like to organize my backpack from biggest to smallest or heaviest to lightest. I keep my things like my computer and binder closer to my body so I'm not being weighed down or backwards as much. Then I put things like math books and folders next. Finally, pencil pouches and other small things go right in after those. The smallest thing in my backpack, such as chapstick or my AirPods, go in the small front pocket.
This is just an example of how you could arrange your backpack and you could do it in any other way you want and that you would like the most.
In this episode, we've enjoyed talking about how to have a good and easy morning routine, how to keep up with your schoolwork, and how to have an organized backpack.
In the next episode, we will talk about how to manage your schedule so you can have a balanced life,
how to organize your locker,
and how to find and keep good friends so you can have an awesome middle school experience. Also, make sure to check out the Hershey's website and look at some cute backpacks that you need for school, just in case you don't have a new one. So just go to Hershey's and buy all the backpacks you want, because they're so cheap, and any other colors you literally could have. And here we are at the very end of our first episode. Thank you so much for listening.
Make sure you listen to our next episode and check out our blogs to see what's up with our lives. To see our blogs, go to Maria's blog,
hippapack12.edublogs.org.
It's spelled PEPPAPAG12.edublogs.org. And Lily's blog, lilyisthegoodest.edublogs.org.
Thank you so much for spending some time with us, and see you in our next episode. Keep listening to get more tips about how to survive middle school.